Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Nazir. Talking about the idea of a husband and wife taking Nedarim Naziris together. Harini Nazir Va'at. A man says to his wife, I am a Nazir. And you? What about you? Va'amra Amen. She says, Amen. Yeah, meaning she wants to be a Nazira just like he's a Nazir. Mefir Eshala V'Shalo Kayam. He can cancel her vow, but his vow will remain in place. Harini Nazira Viata. If a woman says, I'm a Nazira, and what about you? Va'amar Amen. And he says, Amen. Meaning because he wants to be a Nazir just like she's a Nazira. Einu Yachol HaHafir. Just like we said last time, essentially, he can't cancel her vow out because since he connected his vow to hers, he basically said, I approve of yours, and therefore, no dice. He can't do anything further. That was Mishnah Beis. Now on to Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha shenadra bin Nazir v'haisa shosa b'yayin umitama lamisim. A woman makes a vow of Naziris and she knowingly drinks wine or knowingly makes herself tamei from a dead body before the husband cancels the vow. And then, so says the Mishnah, Harezo sofeges es harbayim. She's going to get 40 lashes for this. Because we'll give malchus for a woman, for a person who violates a biblical prohibition. And even then, if her husband cancels the vow later on, just because when she is released from it, her husband is releasing her from it, from that moment on. But from earlier, she was a Nazira for a second, and so therefore it will not cancel it retroactively, and so therefore she will get lashes. Okay. Hafir la bala vehi vihi lo yada shahifir la bala. If her husband cancels her neder before she did anything wrong, but she didn't know that her husband cancels it. And the same thing over here. She drinks wine or makes herself tamei, thinking that she's a Nazira. So, Eina Sofeges Es Arbaim, says the Tanakama, she doesn't receive these lashes because she's no longer a Nazira when she became tamei or when she drank the wine. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Eina Sofeges Es Arbaim, even though she doesn't receive the 40 lashes from a biblical standpoint, Tispog Makas Mardus, she does receive Makas Mardus, which are lashes from a rabbinic standpoint, because it's just not right. It doesn't make any sense. She thought she was doing something wrong, and it turns out she didn't, but really, it is wrong on some level. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she does get Makas Mardus. She does get lashes from a rabbinic level. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. But for now, have a wonderful day.